Now, a dedicated team of volunteers have started to hit the streets of Billericay to support late-night revellers and vulnerable people in need. The Billericay Street Pastors will be out in town between 9pm and 3am on Friday and Saturday evenings to help those who may be vulnerable, ill, injured, homeless, or suffering the effects of drink. Sounds like a great scheme to me, so I'm pleased to welcome Phil Norton from the Billericay Street Pastors to tell us all about this new initiative. Good afternoon, Phil.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How's it going? You've only just really got off the ground with this, haven't you? You've been working at it for a while, I know. But
yes, we've literally just started over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we're going out at the moment between 9pm and 1am just to sort of find our feet.
Okay.
Just to see what is happening out about in our own high street, and then we're going to be reviewing the times after that. But it's really, really going well. Started with a really good impact.
Excellent. Well, now I think you're part of a national organisation, the Ascension Trust. Could you tell us a bit about them, first of all?
Well, that's right. The Ascension Trust is being run by the Reverend Les Isaacs.
Yep.
About 10 years ago, he found the need to start helping out in his local community in London, met with some local police officers, and came up with the idea of helping people from the local churches go out and about in their community.
Yep.
And help in a relevant way to what they were finding on their particular streets themselves.
Okay, so how did it all start in Billericay?
Well, a few years ago, the Reverend Paul Carr, who's our local rector at the Church of England, he came to Billericay a few years ago, but he's got previous experience of street pastors in Romford.
Ah,
and he mentioned to his church people and the leadership team whether they thought it would be a good idea for us to consider.
Okay.
So we've been on that journey for 2 years. He was helped by another Church of England minister, Reverend Andy Smith, and together they started to link in with the Ascension Trust to see whether or not we should do it in Billericay.
Right, excellent. Well, it's strange that you should mention Romford, actually. I was chatting to my daughter, Sarah, last night about speaking to you this afternoon, and she has nightclubbed in Romford one or two times, and she did run into the Romford Street Pastors.
Oh, right,
there.
Yeah.
And she said they were absolutely lovely. They were really helpful and
good.
Friendly, and helped with a pair of flip-flops.
Excellent.
Yeah. So, I want to come on to flip-flops. I wondered, first of all, why you'd be walking about with flip-flops, but I think we've worked that one out, really.
Yes, I heard you laughing during the previous show mentioning flip-flops.
Sorry.
Yes, I will be taking you to task over that.
Okay.
But, yeah, that is just one of the things that we're doing. We're out and about. We're just in groups of four, just trying to help the people that become vulnerable. We're out and about during 9 and 1. Now, being vulnerable, as you can imagine, could be all sorts
anything,
of reasons.
Yeah.
It's not just picking up people that have had too much to drink.
No.
Some people go out deliberately to have a good time and have a bit too much to drink. Others just find their evening just going that way. We're non-judgmental. We're not looking to criticise anybody or any local pub that might be involved. We're just literally going to be scooping people up. It might be people that suddenly find themselves homeless.
Right.
Or vulnerable in other ways, or just lonely. I mean, already over the last 2 weeks, we have found that we've been involved in some really deep, sincere conversations with people.
Right.
Sharing all about their lives, and then we're just going to be there to listen sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes we're going to be scooping people up and looking after them in our hub, which is at St Mary's Church in the High Street.
Okay.
And just making sure people are okay, and maybe getting them a taxi, giving them some water maybe.
Yeah.
And yes, if they want to stay out and about, thinking about giving them flip-flops as well.
Which
is going to make you laugh all afternoon, isn't it? I might get you a pair if
you're
not careful.
Oh, that's very kind of you. No, but seriously, I think it's great the way you reach out to people like that.
Thank you.
But why are you needed in Billericay? I don't know Billericay that well, but, you know, I have a picture of it as being a sort of quiet town and not necessarily particularly raucous or busy during the weekend. Am I wrong?
No, you're exactly right. Yeah. And one of the things that I had to do to get street passes off the ground is to link in with the local police and the local town council. Now, I haven't gone to them to say, goodness me, our high street is horrendous. We need street pastors to help.
No,
that is not our message. Our message is we like Billericay. We like it as it is.
Right.
We live there.
Yeah.
You know, we just want to help where we can. We haven't got a nightclub. Some of the drinking establishments open, you know, can open as late as 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So we do find that there are busy periods in the night where suddenly people are coming out of pubs, maybe on their way back home from somewhere else,
right.
And then we're interacting with people there. So our message is that Billericay is a safe place. It's a great place to live.
Yep.
It's a great place to come and enjoy yourself. But if you overstep the mark, either deliberately or by accident or circumstances change, we're just going to be there to just mop you up, help you out, help you get a taxi maybe.
Right.
Look after you while we're waiting for mum and dad to come pick you up.
Yeah.
Help you sober up. Or in more emergency situations, look after you with some first aid maybe, very basic,
until the
local ambulance can turn up and take you off.
Fantastic. You mentioned the police there. You work closely with the police and other local organisations, I imagine, do you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And also, I mean, do you think in some situations you'd probably be better received than the police, you know, where you've got revellers out and what have you? If you approach them rather than the police, is there likely to be a better outcome, perhaps?
There could well be. That isn't part of why we're there. We certainly don't see ourselves in competition with anybody else. We're into building relationships with our local police, with the local door staff, with the local restaurants, public houses.
Yeah.
We've got a few establishments now that open a bit later, selling fast food in the high street. So we're into building relationships. And as I say, we're trying to show the police as well that we're not there to interfere.
No.
We're there just to help. And if we do overstep the mark, then I've got good communication with them for them to advise me
to talk it
over,
we've made
something worse, maybe.
Okay. So what sort of reaction have you had from late-night revellers?
Absolutely superb.
Really good.
Really good. Yeah. No, we are so young, but already our volunteers are going out, coming back, smiles on their faces. They're taking photographs of people that they're meeting. They're giving them lollipops, water, flip-flops. And the smiles on their face when they come back saying, "This is who we've just met." It's a bit of a no-brainer, really.
Fantastic.
There's just incitement from everybody.
Fantastic. Okay, Phil, look, stay with us.
Yeah,
I've got to do a little bit of business.
Yep,
and we'll come back to Phil Norton in just a few moments. Craig David and World Filled with Love, and some people spreading the love are the Billericay Streetcasters. Oh, how about that? Yeah.
That was cheesy.
I know. It's cheese all the way on this show. Don't worry. Anyway, in case you've just tuned in, I'm chatting to Phil Norton from the Billericay Street Pastors. How do I say that? Pastors?
A lot of people say pastors, and there are a lot of jokes that go with it, but you can sit with pastors if you want.
Okay. All right, I want to move on to talk about your volunteers, Phil. How many do you have?
Currently, we have 28 people trained,
right?
Which is really good, and they can go out as street passers. And then what we're doing is we're encouraging anybody else that wants to join in, because it's an open-ended training program.
Okay.
It isn't like 28 people get trained and that's it. So we're asking for new people to come in from the local churches as and when they want to. But there is another opportunity for people to come and just help in the hub. We see a bit of a vision for what we're doing is to expand on what we're doing within St Mary's.
Yeah.
And the people within St Mary's, within our hub, they don't necessarily have to have gone through the full street training program.
Okay, yes.
So we are very open to people coming in. We've got some people coming in this week that haven't been through the program,
right?
And they're just going to be helping in the hub. They bring different skills as well,
sure,
so depending
on
their skill base, we'll be asking them to do certain things. I think we've got a few people that just this week are just coming in to talk to people and to listen, to make tea, and all those sorts of things, which are really valuable within the whole project.
Yeah, sounds good. What about the training itself? What does it actually consist of? What do you cover?
Well, the Ascension Trust are very, very good in outlining the training program. And what we do is we get in various speakers from different groups to come in and just to enlighten us, bearing in mind that the pastors could be people as old as, I mean, I don't know if you saw on the news lately, a lady got a national award from Plymouth Street Pastors.
Right.
I believe she's in her 80s.
Wow.
So age is no bar.
No.
All you have to be is over 18 to be a street pastor. You've had to have been in local church life for over a year, and you just have to get a recommendation from your local minister to get involved. And that's how I can be certain of who people are and a bit of their background.
Right.
And then the training program will give them various different ways of looking at stuff. So we've been doing things on, we've been training as first aiders, so we're halfway through that.
Right, yep.
We've had seminars on local education, local youth culture. We've had some specific teaching from the Ascension Trust itself.
Yeah.
And then we've got, in fact, we've got a really exciting session coming up on the 7th of December entitled Good News. Because behind what we're doing is about talking about the love that Jesus has for people.
Okay.
So although we're not proactively a preaching organisation,
right,
but underlining everything we do is caring for people.
That's where you're coming from.
And yep, that's where we're coming yep from. We will not be bashing people with an evangelical message, a message from the churches. Well, that is not our priority. Our priority is to care for people. But if people ask, you know, what are you doing this for?
Yeah.
Then we're just going to say, well, you know, we go to church, we like people, we love to help, and that's part of our training as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
So it's a mixed bag, but we're going to have further training from the police. We're going to have some drugs awareness training as well. We've had a superb seminar from Synergy, our local alcohol awareness counselling place in Billericay High Street. They were superb. Right. And just to take us through some of the issues in relation to alcohol, not just what you physically see in the high street, but, you know, some of the things that are going on behind closed doors and all that sort of stuff. Yeah. So we're trying to be sensitive to whatever we find, really.
Right. So are you looking for more volunteers at the moment?
Always. Yeah. Always. We've got loads, which is really great. We're really blessed. But we are an open-ended, open training. So anybody that wants to step forward from one of the Billericay churches, I'll be talking to them and they can come and work in our hub, see what we do, get a bit of experience,
right,
and then see where they go from there.
Lovely.
It might put people off because some people, they think they want to get involved, but then
it's not for them in the end.
Late nights, sometimes, you know, it's just too much for people. So I've got to be sensitive to each and every individual's needs, but I would encourage anybody from that sort of background to come. There is no reason why people from local churches can't get involved. I will find them something that's relevant to them so they can help out.
Great work. Excellent. Do you know if there's any plans to bring a similar scheme to Brentwood?
Brentwood is already up and running.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't know that.
You haven't done your research,
have you?
I
don't do my late night clubbing in Brentwood, you see.
Brentwood has been going longer than us.
Oh, well, my apologies to the Brentwood branch.
They have been an encouragement to us. They have been running in and out the high street doing what we're doing. So part of our journey was to look at their journey.
Okay.
And it's already succeeding in Brentwood. It's, I believe, Peter Jordan from Sawyers Hall Church is still the coordinator.
Okay.
He's very much similar to me, so similar role. So if Peter was to be sitting here, I think we'd say a similar message.
Okay.
That if there's anybody out in Brentwood, in your local churches, speak to Peter. And if he's not the coordinator now, he can certainly point you in the right direction.
All right.
So, Brentwood is older than we are.
Right. Well, if you're listening out there, Peter, you're more than welcome to come into Phoenix and tell us all about Brentwood Street.
I'm sure he'd be up for it,
Well, please do. Please,
they have a different
touch
problem to us, because obviously you've got a few nightclubs that kick out later than we do.
Yeah.
You're getting people coming from out the area now because of the full Towie experience.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So you're going to be finding that Brentwood is probably a busier place than ours, but again, a good place to come for your nightlife.
Fantastic. Well, Phil, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon. I genuinely think it's great work you're doing
there,
and wish you every success with it. We're coming up to the news headline. I've got to read the news in a minute, but just before that, if anyone's interested in volunteering or finding out more, how can they contact you?
Well, we've got, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter as Billericay Street Pastors, or you can go via the Ascension Trust website. You can find all the details there, but please do let me know and I'll put my arm around you and show you what you can do.
Lovely, lovely. Okay, well, I'll put all the details up on the Phoenix FM website as well later on. If you missed any of this, you can listen to our chat again later on today.
Super.
Okay, well, thanks once again.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.